find something peculiar in the Torah's description of Ma'aseh Bereishis. After each element of the Bria is created, the plants, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the animals, the fish, the pasuk always says Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu examined the item and he saw that it was good. But after the creation of man, it doesn't say Ki Tov. Why not? What's even more striking is that Hashem doesn't just create man. He first declares Nasa Adam, let us make man. Why did he need such a declaration? And why did he use the plural lashon, Nasa, when we know that he created man by himself? Rashi there has a famous comment that Hashem Kaviyachol was asking Rishus, he was Nimlach v'pamalia shalom. He was showing humility by making it seem as though he had to ask permission from the Malachim to create man. But they say that the Baal Shem Tov explained differently. The Baal Shem Tov said that maybe Hashem wasn't talking to any celestial power at all. Rather, he was talking to man himself. You and I, he was saying, let's join forces together and create something special. I'll give you all of the potential, the mind and the heart, the soul and the body, everything you need to become a mensch. But then it's up to you to take all that I've invested in you and make something of it. This notion is alluded to in the mitzvah of Bris Milah as well. The Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Tazria that Tunas Rufus once asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God wants man to be circumcised, so why did he create him with a foreskin? The answer obviously is that Hashem wants man to realize that it's up to him to perfect himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man all of the necessary ingredients that he needs to fulfill this sacred task. He gives him intelligence and strength, health, and sometimes even wealth. But if man doesn't apply himself appropriately, nothing will ever come of all of his potential. Rav Yosef Albo explains in his Sefer Yikarim that this is why it doesn't say Ki Tov after the creation of man. Because man is different than everything else. Every aspect of creation is a finished product. A fruit or a bird can't grow in stature after they've been created. They simply are what they are. But man, on the other hand, is a work in progress. He's created with great potential, but at the time of his birth, no one knows what's going to come of all of that potential. Will he develop his tzad ruchni, his spiritual side, and refine his character? Or will he allow his physical drives and desires to control his life? Only man himself can answer that question. That's why the Torah can't state that man is good. It's up to each and every individual to lead his life in such a way that everyone who comes into contact with him will proclaim Ki Tov. Indeed, man is good. This is a message that's always important, but especially so at the beginning of a new Zman, after a long Yom Tov season. Each one of us has tremendous potential. Ability, talent, personality. We can all accomplish a great deal, each one in his own special way. But to accomplish, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to realize the tremendous kochos ha-nefesh, the great potential that each one of us has. If we believe in ourselves, and we keep focused on what's really important in life, there's no limit to what we can all accomplish. Shabbos.